threats to our rivers, clearing forests, building dams to supply electricity, and pollution have reduced the quality of our rivers. Life in and around rivers. Before people settled in New Zealand, native forest lined most rivers. These forested riverbanks were home to birds, lizards, slugs, snails, flatworms, earthworms, and insects, just to name a few. Plants provided shade and food for native fish and kept water temperatures low. Human impact. People cut down large areas of forest for pasture. This removed the shade from river edges, reduced places for many of our native creatures to live, and removed and changed many food sources that those creatures were relying on. Removing forest also increased the amount of erosion, so more sediment ended up in rivers. Damming rivers to generate electricity has flooded some rivers and led to others drying up. Runoff from farms, cities, and industries has polluted some rivers. Pest plants and animals. Introduced plants such as pines, blackberry, lupins, and hawkweeds are spreading through many riverbanks and beds. Weeds, pest plants, threaten native plants and animals. They smother native plants and compete for food, water, sunlight, and nutrients. Floods. Heavy rainfall can cause a river to grow in size and create a flood. Floods are New Zealand's number one hazard. Floods are our most frequent and often most costly natural disaster. With many of us around New Zealand living next to rivers, there is a need to protect people and their houses from floods, because nobody likes a river flowing through their house. This means that councils have to find ways to help reduce the impacts of flooding.